In the Chinese language, we have special expressions with four characters. And I thought of one this morning, zong er yan zhi, and that's in conclusion. I won't be long. And the more you know these four characters, the more intelligent you are, I guess. They know many of them. I don't know as many as they do. And this morning, Jesus has been so wonderful this week that I've been here. I was able to come these last days. I couldn't come earlier. There were other things that occupied our time, and I was in Taiwan and Vancouver. But I thank Jesus for these days, and I think it gets better every year. I think you get happier every year. And the more you follow Jesus, it's just wonderful. He's wonderful. And so I don't want to say too much, but these verses, this verse here, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that was one of Sister Pearl Young's favorite verses. And when we started the, we don't have things new and old, but we have a similar paper with Brother Hans Waffel, Brother Edwin's sermons in them, Sister Pearl's also. And it's on the cover. That was way back in 68 or 69. Back then, some of us have the whole set of them. She said, let's put that verse on it. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's that hope of glory. And Gerhard Ter Stegen once said something. I was translating some articles for Sister Pearl Young. She wanted them from the German. My German isn't so wonderful, but anyhow, I was doing the best I could from German to English, and then somebody would put it into Chinese from that. And I came to a point where it said these three different presence, the manifestation of the presence of God. So I asked her, the first is, the presence of God is in the entire world. Wherever you go, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. And he's all over. Ta chen bu dosha ta. And that's one type of his presence. Some people know it, some don't know it, but it's there. It's all over the world, especially here at camp. When I feel the same way Brother Eddie does. You look over the scenery here and you think, God gave us such a beautiful place. I think it's the best place in the world, too. And I think it's the best place to go swimming here, too. This water is so good to go swimming in. I've swum in it since I was 8 years old. And every time I come here, I want to do it again. I feel like swimming to the island. But I hear we're not supposed to do that anymore. After season you can. I don't know if I have time for that today. But because we have to go back to the city. But it's just a wonderful place where Jesus is. And so many people have met the Lord here and have been filled with the Holy Spirit here, have been changed. Their lives have been changed. And no matter where they go, if they close their eyes and think of this place, it just brings something to you. It does something for it. It's because Jesus is here, and he's been here these many, many years. And even if we can't come sometimes, we pray for this place and for the workers here. And I know God has answered prayer this year. Well, the first presence is he's everywhere. Then the second, I asked Sister Pearl, what's the presence of his grace? She said, oh, it's this way. She said, we've all experienced that presence, how he heals us. He helps us in different situations. He gives us a good home. He gives us either a wife or a husband, children, all these blessings he gives us. They are all for us to enjoy, and we've all enjoyed that type of God's presence. But then she said the third type of his presence, that's this verse, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. How he manifests, that's the best one. The others are all included, but the best presence of all is how he comes into these bodies, and his glory fills us. And one of the songs she used to like to sing was The Glory of His Presence. Usually the last day of the week of prayer, Friday afternoon, she said, those that stay the longest get the best blessing. Maybe that's today too. And so I'm so thankful four of them could come with me yesterday to enjoy this place and enjoy the presence of Jesus. And we'd sing that song, and she said, His glory fills the whole world, and His glory wants to fill us too. Glory is, that Sister Robinson said, glory is the ineffable splendor of His presence. 荣耀就是那无法言语形容它同在的光辉. And that's so true, and I want His glory to fill me more. Then another verse that's familiar to us in Taiwan. Every year for our winter camp or summer camp, which really is a conference, or like here at Pilgrim Camp, three times a day, we had a sign in the front. Now we do it with a computer, but in those days we had a red banner with golden letters, and it was John 14:21. I can say it in English also, but in Chinese it's 有利亚我的命令有遵守的这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现. And in John 14:21, we all know that verse too, but I don't want to say one word wrong. It's he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And how true that is. Jesus wants to manifest himself to us. He loves us with such a love. That love is so precious and so real, and we can enjoy it. I'm so thankful that we can enjoy it. And then Isaiah, we're supposed to, Brother Eddie said about the word strong or strength. And I thought back quite a number of years ago before I went to Taiwan. That's a long time, 43 years now. I was sitting over here somewhere, and Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline prayed for me. I was a very shy person, and they prayed for me that God would put strength into me. And I needed strength that very day to face the situation, and I didn't have that kind of strength to face that situation. And the Lord did something for me that day, and then I determined to study that word in the Bible, and I wrote them out wherever I found those verses. I still have that notebook or those pieces of paper somewhere. And they were precious to me, and the Lord did something for me. So the Word of God does strengthen us. I was never a strong person physically. Maybe now you think I am, but I was born with bronchitis. And 3 weeks old in the summer, I was with this terrible bronchitis, very bad. And every winter, I would, there were few weeks at least. It was always around Christmas, New Year, that time. I was very bad. Sometimes when I was a baby, my parents didn't know what to do with me because I was so sick. I remember having to get up in church. I was so embarrassed, and they'd have to walk me out because I was coughing so badly and disturbed the meeting, and that would make me nervous and self-conscious. Even in school, they put me close, as a child, they put me close to the door so I could go out and get a drink of water. And to think that to be in Taiwan, the climate there in northern Taiwan is about the worst thing for this. And the Lord helped me and strengthened me. And now I think I am more healthy than ever before. It's only the grace of God. I was the weakest and the sickest in our family of all the four children. But Jesus, His strength is our weakness is His strength. Isaiah 12, there's a precious verse there. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall He draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise ye the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And that last verse, we had it in Gungwen on the side here in characters. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. The Holy One of Israel is Jesus himself. He's not only in the midst of us in this room, but he's within us. And that fountain flows all the time. It gets richer and deeper all the time. Hallelujah. And those, I remember those that visited here, sermons I've heard. He's our salvation. He's our strength. And he's our song. Often Sister Pearl, when she got up in the morning, she would raise her hands and she'd say, Jesus, you are my strength. You're my salvation. You're my song. And it works. These words work in our life. It changes us and gives us physical strength and strength inwardly to keep following Jesus. But in conclusion, I have one more verse and then I'll sit down. It's in Nehemiah 8, and it's a verse we all like. We've read it many times, and I used to have it in Taiwan on my desk when I had to write letters. Missionaries sometimes have to write so many letters, and you really have to keep having the joy of the Lord to keep writing them, because at first you think it's fun writing all these letters, but after a while, even Sister Pearl, she had many letters to write. And she asked Jesus to help, and she said, guess what? She didn't say that. She said, I got them all finished. And after, she would take a bamboo tray on her lap and write them that way. She got them all done. In Nehemiah 8, the verse, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He is our strength. But that joy that he gives because of his presence, because of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, that's what keeps us going, always thinking about Jesus, living in his presence. But then one year, this is not original with me, it's from Sister Pearl Young. And I never forget, we had this verse one year back in Taiwan. It was our special verse for the entire year. It says the 10th verse, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And she said, today we're going our way. We're going to different places. Some went already. And we go our way, eat the fat. We've been eating. We've been enjoying, feasting on the Lord, feasting on his presence, feasting on his word, and we can continue to do that as we go, to feast on these words. Every day we want to be in our Bibles and studying his word and finding more beauty in his word and help from his word. Drink the sweet. He wants us to keep drinking that from that fountain of life. Keep drinking. Not a day passes where we don't drink and have that water of life. Rivers of living water flow from our innermost being, and we can, that drinking that water is continually being filled with the presence of Jesus or being baptized in his spirit. Every day we can drink. We don't have to get thirsty, but we can also pray, as Sister Pearl Young taught us, to every day say, Jesus, increase that hunger and thirst for yourself, and he will do that. And then it says, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. And she admonished us, if you're filled with Jesus and you're continually living in his presence and continually living in his word, you have something to give others. And other people need it. There's so many people in this world that need help. Just last night, our sister from Maryland said to me, she said, it was Saturday, the days go so fast. I mentioned that sometimes I'm in Taiwan. I was in the city of Dajia, that's in central Taiwan, and I was walking with the minister there, and she said to me, we look at those people. I said, these people are all guileless. They're innocent. Some of them have never heard about Jesus. There is a simplicity about them. There's something, they're just doing what they're told. And from their traditions, they don't know anything else. They don't know the joy we have in Jesus. And she said to me, Sister Lynn, she said, I was one of those in Taiwan. And she said, my mother took me to the temple and the idols. It put a fear in me. But in Jesus, there's joy, and there's a peace, and there's love. And I've seen those idols in Taiwan. They have, too. There's a fear about them. There's something that you could be afraid of them. My sister can feel those things. I don't necessarily feel it, but she says if she gets near it, she can feel it. My brother-in-law, Bob Callis, he didn't feel. He went anywhere, and he was taking pictures and all, but so everybody's different, but there are those powers, but we have a greater power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that's our blessed Jesus, his presence in himself. So we have to keep drinking, keep eating, keep feasting on him, and have something for others. For this day is holy unto our Lord. I believe this is a holy day for him. But every day is a holy day. And I'm so thankful that our call is to be holy and to walk with Jesus. Recently when I was in Taiwan, I think I was probably mentioning holiness in one of the sermons there. And I had read in Things New and Old, holiness and happiness are twins. 圣洁,喜乐是双胞胎, the twins. I have triplet nephew and nieces in Carolina. And I haven't been to see them, but I have their picture. And when I look at it, this morning I looked at it again, it makes me happy. Twins. Brother Eddie is a twin. My mother always wanted twins, but she never got them. So some people have twins, some have triplets. But we can have these twins, holiness and happiness. And someone afterwards told me, this sister said, is Sister Gerda, Beijiao's is my Chinese name, is she still talking about holiness in this generation? They thought the people won't come to church if you talk about holiness. But I'm so thankful that's in the Bible. And it's a command to be holy as God is holy. And it's a wonderful call over our lives. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't be sorry. Don't let sadness ever get into your heart. You have to chase it away. Jujia, in Chinese it is. You have to chase it away. And you chase it away with singing and praising the Lord. And that way you can always have the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is really our strength. It helps us to go through. I'm so thankful that it's so wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted a song, a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted a song. Oh, hallelujah. Did you say that at the end of the conference you sang the glory of his presence?
Sometimes during our weeks of prayer on the last day, which is a Friday, but today is a Monday.
So. Oh, can we still do it? May we still do it?
Oh, of course.
Okay. It's 26. The glory of his presence.
Thank you. Hallelujah.